Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. If you've been listening to this series from the start, I feel confident that you've had a productive gardening season. And that leads to the inevitable question that we all find ourselves asking sooner or later, what am I going to do with all these vegetables? And that's what I want to talk about today. All too often, I found myself tossing the extra surplus into the compost bin. And for produce that's well past its prime, that's the best place for it. But until then, there are much better solutions. Today, 1 in 6 Americans needs food assistance, but can't get fresh produce from their food pantry. Ironically, while millions of Americans grow more food in their backyards than they can possibly use. Considering that each pound of produce supplements 4 meals, as gardeners, we have a tremendous opportunity to share the bounty with those in need. And today, there are more resources than ever for making that process easier. One of the most widely known national systems is Plant a Row for the Hungry. It was perhaps the first large-scale program of its kind to provide focus, direction, and support for individuals and groups seeking to build home-growing and local distribution systems to alleviate hunger. Plant a Row began in Anchorage, Alaska, in the garden column of Jeff Lowenfels. He asked his readers to plant a row of vegetables for Beans Cafe, an Anchorage soup kitchen. The program was so successful, he pitched the idea to the Garden Writers Association as a national program. And since 1995, over 16 million pounds of produce, providing over 60 million meals, have been donated by American gardeners. Yet sometimes the best intentions fail to materialize. When it comes to fresh produce and its perishable nature, food pantries aren't always set up to handle and store it. But thanks to the power of the internet, finding at least one place near you that can take in donated produce is now a lot easier to find. One of the most popular online resources is ampleharvest.org. Just a few years ago, its founder, Gary Oppenheimer, was dealing with the same question of what to do with the more than ample harvest that his community garden colleagues were producing every week. They were faced with the dilemma of not knowing how to efficiently and quickly get it into the hands of their neighbors in need. They soon realized that if they were asking that question, it had to be a common theme across the country. So Gary went to work building a website that connects people wanting to donate locally grown produce with those who need it most, right in the same community. Today, AmpleHarvest.org has registered thousands of food pantry sites so that anyone, anywhere, can go online and find a drop-off site in their area. The website has made such an impact that Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign has singled out AmpleHarvest.org as an integral part of meeting this challenge nationally. Through organizations like Plant a Row for the Hungry and AmpleHarvest.org, gardeners can simply reach into their backyards instead of their back pocket to help neighbors in need. Or perhaps you subscribe to a CSA co-op and have produce left over. Or you can simply purchase fresh vegetables at your farmer's market or grocery store with the sole purpose of donating it to a food pantry. The bottom line is, you don't have to grow it to make a difference in breaking the cycle of hunger and waste, all while building community and healthier dietary habits. One of my greatest joys in life is growing food, but nothing compares to the added pleasure of sharing the harvest with neighbors in need. If you enjoyed this podcast, there are 26 in the series, all created to make you a more successful gardener so you too can share the bounty. You can subscribe to the series for free in iTunes or listen online at burpeehomegardens.com, where you'll also find more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast.